You're tuned in to Vic's Vapor Web Radio on BFF.fm. I'm your host, Vicky. Welcome to episode number 23. That song was Eclipse by Wooden Ships. They are a Bay Area based band, if I'm not mistaken. Today is a special day. It is my brother's birthday. Happy birthday, James. It's also special because tonight's episode, I'm going to go off on one of my sample wormhole deals. So I'm going to be playing some tracks that I know and love from maybe the last like 10 to 15 years, and then break down the covers and samples that they had artistic inspiration from years ago. So it's gonna be good. Got some Jurassic 5, even a little Vitamin C that goes all the way back to Willie Bobo in 1965, which is pretty wild. And then some Brazilian funk that was a cover. I had no idea. Found that out this week. So it's gonna be good. I also might throw in some original music made by someone named James Kassar, who happens to be my brother, if it fits the mood and I can find the right track. So all in all, gonna be a really fun episode. Up next, I just have a few tracks that I'm playing in inspiration of another show on BFF called Casually Crying, hosted by my friend Teresa. She plays lovely things, and I listened to her most recent episode, which had a lot of synth pop, some old Motown, really nice things, and I just was reminded of one of my favorite synthy moody songs by a band called Infinite Bijoux, and it's called Break, and I'm gonna play it next for you, and then we will get into some sample and cover allocation and attribution. So stay tuned. This is Break. Thank you. Tuned in to Vic's Vapor Rub Radio on BFF.fm. The song you just heard was Canto de Osana by Baden Powell. That was the original, which came out in 1966 off of an album called Os Afro-Sambas, which means the Afro-Sambas. Yeah, that song was covered by Jurassic 5 in their 2006 album Feedback. I actually just wanted to play that on the episode anyway, and then thought about it for a second and was like, I wonder if that's a sample or a cover. And then, what do you know? It was, and Baden Powell was the first. Well, yeah, he created the beautiful guitar that you just heard. Before that was SP12 Beat by Mount Kimby, and before that was Break by Infinite Bezos. I'm also going to go down a little bit of a Latin jazz sample train here. I'm going to start with a track called Spanish Grease by Willie Bobo, who has an amazing song that I've played on another episode, Fried Neck Bones and Some Home Fries. I'm still combing through his discography, to be completely honest, but I listened to this song the other day and realized that I liked it a lot in my youth. It was a song called Vitamin C, or by Vitamin C, called Me, Myself, and I. And turns out it was sampled from a song that Santana covered from this song. So it's just very meta, very Inception-y. Get ready, there's three songs coming up and they all relate to one another. The first is Spanish Grease by Willie Bobo, and you'll just hear the rest. Here's Spanish Grease. It's very good.
Guajira, vacila mi guajira. Depend on.
You are tuned in to Vic's Vaporwave Radio on BFF.fm. I'm your host, Vicky. That last track was Me, Myself, and I by Vitamin C, 1999. Love that song when I was 7 years old. I guess I liked Latin jazz even back then. But yeah, the song before it, No One to Depend On, is by Santana, off of his third album, which came out in 1971. I had no idea Santana has had a now 50-year career. His first album came out in 1969, so it's pretty wild that like he ended up collaborating with Rob Thomas and still making some pretty incredible hits in the early 2000s. He's had a super long career. But yeah, he covered slash sampled the first track in that little series that I played, which was Spanish Grease by Willie Bobo, which was released in 1965. So I hope you enjoyed that chain of tracks. Yeah, pretty fun to just like attribute where the roots of sample tracks have come from. I have another mini series coming up. I still love this song called Now Fuss, which is spelled Now Force, by Jutro Mundo, which is a Brazilian group which has kind of made a lot of reworks and remakes of older funk and Brazilian songs, but all super catchy and very, very nice for the dance floor. I heard a song called Now Fuss a couple years ago, and I recently realized that it was in fact covered by one gentleman named Leon Haywood, who is a soul funk man from the 70s. And I want to play the original song now. Actually, you know, I'm going to play the Brazilian cover by Jutro Mundo, which came out in 2017. And then I'm going to hit you with the original. And then shortly after that, I'll play a fun, like, housey remix of it. Okay, hope you like it. Here's Now Fuss.
Empurre,
You are tuned in to Vic's Vapor Rub Radio on BFF.fm. I am your host, Vicky, and the song you just heard was Pushing by Carl Eight and Andrea Monta. That came out this year. They just funked up the original song by Leon Hayward called Don't Push It, Don't Force It. What a lovely song that is, right? I think I'll add that to my morning playlist. Great sage life advice. That one came out in 1980. And before that was Now Foss by D'Otro Mundo, which was covered and came out in 2017. So nearing the end of the show, oh my goodness, I only have 4 more minutes. Okay, so I am going to play, very exciting, I'm going to play a never-before-released track by an artist, as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, named James Kassar, who I might be related to, and he is a phenomenal guitarist, pianist, and producer. This song is called Guitars. It's a demo track, so don't judge it too harshly, but I think it's pretty funky, and I think you're gonna like it. And there's not gonna be much time after that, so I'm pretty much closing the show out with this one, but you'll probably hear the intro to a track by a producer I very much like named Midland, and the track is going to be called Blush, so you'll hear a little bit of that. But yeah, hope you enjoyed this episode. James, happy birthday, I love you. And here's Guitars and then Blush. All right, good night everybody, catch you next week.